Multiple soldiers come see me behind closed doors in my office in tears because they did not want to take the injection. Multiple.
My wife lost both her parents in short order to the vaccine.
And then it just felt like dominoes. Yeah, and now my husband and one other are the last chaplain standing, fighting for religious freedom.
I will sign an executive order that will now require all executive branch federal employees to be vaccinated. All.
19 plus years in the military, you learn that yes is the answer everybody wants. And yes is always the goal.
Yeah.
But yes comes at a cost.
But I have heard nobody talk about the effect of this mandate on families.
It's been so much on my children. It's really a loss of a dream.
It's been devastating.
My wife, she never wanted me to take it, but her mind just kept going, we're going to lose everything.
The insanity of literally a chaplain not being able to get a religious account.
It gets worse.
Lunacy. How many of you guys know somebody who is vaccine injured? And how many of you guys know somebody who died after getting the vaccine? So that's even in itself shocking. How many of you guys know somebody who died healthy person after getting COVID? Nobody.
From what I've seen, none of the times have they directly acknowledged that it's from the vaccine, even though this perfectly healthy individual who, you know, has a Ranger tab, who's seen as this very physical specimen, if you will, you know, within the battalion, can't even go run a mile anymore without, you know, his heart rate spiking to 170, 180 beats a minute.
Well, the guys that I'm friends with, he really didn't want to take it, but he felt like he had to just be able to stay in. And then he got vaccine injured from it and is now having to get out.
If a government was trying to undermine its institutions, undermine the trust of the people, divide them, cause chaos, and utterly destroy every foundation upon which it's built.
Yep.
What would they be doing differently than what they're doing right?
Great question.
What we're seeing here is a loyalty test. The question in everyone's mind should be loyalty to whom or what?
Yes. There were fake vaccine cards being used to pass off that people got it. Correct?